And the kick is good.
Finds Parker, who finds the end zone for the second time tonight.
Brandon Peters will be back. We'll actually go with him as our starting quarterback.
He dives. What a heroic effort, though.
Exciting time for us to get back into Big Ten play. A lot of familiar faces, obviously Locks and Coach Zook. The familiarity of those two guys with the stadium and the environment here is also something that we got to be accounted for.
It is College Game Day live here at Pia's on Springfield, your destination.
Yeah, baby.
For pregame as we lead up to Illinois and Maryland, 8 p.m. on a Friday night at Memorial Stadium. Derek Piper, Lante, out here having a good time.
Let's
out
go.
Here under the tent at
They're bringing
Pia's.
Food out right now. That looked good.
Bringing food, some refreshments.
Yep.
There are a lot of great specials. You want to come out and check us out. We got $4 Captain Morgan drinks, $6 Big Bielma. We got $3.50 Dos Equis and Twisted Tea, and plenty of prizes to win. We got some tickets to give away. We have a signed autograph.
Sweet.
Signed and autograph, kind of the same thing, but there is a signature on there from Brett Bielema on a football that you can win. And you can also win the chance to drive Lon and I to the tailgate lodge.
Exactly.
Which we have not mentioned, but that is a prized
thing
to win.
That is the biggest one of
it
the
is.
Day.
Yeah. So come out. Check us out. We are going to be out here till 6 o'clock. And we got some work to do, some things that people are expecting from us on the text line.
Yes, we do. Before we get to that, you mentioned the Big Bielema. That's pork tenderloin and chips. If a Big Bielema was a drink, would that just be beer? I don't see Brett Bielema as the guy that's messing around with vodka or, you know.
It'd probably be a 48-ounce
beer. Some seltzers. Yeah, I mean, it's just
a pitcher of beer.
Big old, yeah, just the Big Bielema is just a big old beer. Speaking of that, it is Friday. We've worked all week. Everybody here is ready. A lot of people on the text line are ready. Why can't we just toast to a victory tonight and see if it happens? Let's give it a shot. That's one thing. They're 0-3 on Friday nights. Well, they're 0-0 when we toast to Illinois getting a win. So, Trevor, we've got them raised in the air. It is time. Congrats on making it through another week. Go Illini. Did you know Guns N' Roses was at Wrigley Field last night?
Were they really?
Yes, they came back to Wrigley, ready to roll. And this morning, without even thinking about it, I played a little GNR, getting ready for work. Today, I leave the office to drive up to Pia's. GNR's on. I'm like, man, this is a good day.
We got
80s rock going here with Guns N' Roses. So, good stuff there. All right, I promised you, we're going to talk a lot about football this hour. We're going to get who you got. Give our predictions. We got a little bit more from Brett Bielema we want to play as well. But we're going to switch gears a little bit to basketball.
Oh, whoa. Trevor coming in clutch with the theme music. I love it. We're talking a lot about this rebuild project on the football side.
Yes.
And what Brett Bielema has ahead of us, what we think he can do for this program. Well, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about Brad Underwood and taking over a once proud program,
yes.
A big task to get them back towards the top of the Big Ten. Well, he has succeeded in doing that. In the last 2 years, no one has won more Big Ten games in the conference than Illinois.
Incredible.
A one seed this past year, and he was rewarded with a nice, hefty contract extension with a raise that made him a top 10 paid coach annually.
Wow.
In college basketball. So if you're going to include the retention bonus over the next six seasons, he's going to make on average $4.3 million.
Woo.
Josh Whitman stepping up with the cash. And also one thing that Illini fans are really going to like on this is the buyout that's included if someone was going to try to come poach their head coach. You don't want Bill Self happening again.
No, we do not.
So getting out ahead of that, I think, is a big part of this as well. So, Lon, I will phrase this to you. I'll kick it over to the corner for you to knock down this three. Your thoughts on Brad Underwood and this extension.
I'll go back to the opening press conference with Brad Underwood, talking about how he coached at Western Illinois, talking about from a distance how he has always admired the University of Illinois job and how he's always thought of it as a job that could honestly be a giant kind of job. And I think we saw last year with him getting Illinois to the tournament as a number one seed, you know, arguably winning the Big Ten, if you will, hammering Michigan up there to prove a point. We all know what happened against Loyola. We don't have to go there, and unfortunately we have to go there. All of that said, Derek, I've been in the media business for roughly 30 years. Roughly 30 years I've heard coaches come and go and start every program saying, this is exactly where I want to be. This is the place for me. This is my dream job. Well, most of the time, that's not actually the case. I really felt the day that Brad Underwood said that, and I could be burned in 3 years or 5 years or whatever if all of a sudden somebody bigger comes calling, but I think Brad Underwood truly loves being here at Illinois, and I think this is kind of a destination job for him in the sense that now you got him locked up for what, the next 6 years at, like you said, a top 10 paycheck in terms of college basketball. So there's why go somewhere else? He's got things rolling here. He continues to have things rolling. I'm excited about this, and I truly believe that Brad Underwood is a guy that could become a lifer at Illinois. With the only idea, the only reason he's out of here is because he's not getting it done. But for the most part, 4 years of this thing are guaranteed. You know you got Brad Underwood for four more years guaranteed. And you mentioned the buyout. I love this. I think Brad Underwood embodies what Illinois basketball fans want to be. He gets at it. He's not scared to jump the officials. He's not scared to jump his team. We've all seen that stuff as well. I think Brad Underwood is a guy that really wants to win, and he wants to win at Illinois. And I think that's so important, and I know you agree with that, and I just think it's wonderful. I think it's a great move by Josh Whitman, who, by the way, will be joining us in a couple of weeks here at Pia's. Josh Whitman's going to come out. I can't wait to ask him about Brad Underwood and that extension, but I love it. I love getting Brad Underwood signed. Keep that guy here because he's doing magical things already, and I hope we continue to do magical things.
I think when you look back to his introductory press conference, he's delivered on a lot of the promises that he made, a lot of the bold statements that he said, I'm going to change the culture. I'm going to get it back to a winning culture, guys that expect to win, guys that are tough. He's certainly done that. He's delivered on the winning front. As I already mentioned, this has been a winning program here of late, and I think that when you look at, obviously, what's projected for this upcoming season and beyond, this team is expected to continue to compete at the top of the Big Ten, to go into the NCAA tournament. They haven't had that type of success here yet. They've only won one tournament game. Of course, in 2020, that was taken away, the opportunity to go into the dance. There's still more to prove,
for sure.
This team should at least get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament upcoming, but I think it is a smart move on Josh Whitman's part to get out ahead of this, because I think that if Illinois were to do that, why wouldn't other teams then be calling Brad, hey, we want to talk to him, we want to discuss these, you know, this guy who's had a lot of success and turned around a program that was on a six-year, not even going to the tournament type of streak.
Incredible.
And when you just throw that buyout out there at the very forefront and throw out that big yearly annual compensation, it's like, okay, if you want to come, you got to come strong, but we are dug in on keeping this guy here. Also, just the excitement around the program, which is very easy and apparent to see through Illini fans, whether it be at State Farm Center, walking around and talking to people, and the swagger that this place has now back.
Amen.
They are like a villain here in college basketball. Michigan hates Illinois. Kentucky apparently doesn't like Illinois. When you're winning basketball games and you've got a swagger about you, that's what ultimately happens, and that's where Illinois should be. So Josh Whitman, we know that he loves the bear hug. He's wrapping his arms tight around Brad, saying, hey, I picked you. I was right on that, and I'm making sure you're staying right here.
I like what you said about that, too, because in terms of Kentucky not liking you and Michigan not liking you, Illinois basketball has always been a really good program, right? I mean, it's arguably top 15 nationally in terms of wins, in terms of success. It is the one thing that still screams at you is that national title that Illinois has been close to winning but has not done. And I think sometimes I get the sense from other fan bases that Illinois shouldn't be this good. Like, you should be what your football program is right now. You should be there. You should not be what Illinois basketball is going to become under Brad Underwood. And I think Brad Underwood's one of those guys that loves that. He's like, well, let's go. I'm going to show you that it should be. And I think it's proof with what he's doing. One thing that he has done, Derek, and this is where I'm turning it back to you. He's come in and he has recruited at a really high level. When you look at the recruits he's brought in, the IOs, the Kofis, Andre Curbelo. How could I forget our guy? I mean, and now you got Sincere Harris coming in. You got Jaden Epps coming in. You've got continuing to the point where I look at this team now, whereas under Gross, we were just excited to even have a shot at a tournament. Now, there's no doubt in my mind, like Mike Carpenter and I used to talk about back in the day, you remember when it was just every season would start and you'd sit there and say, do you think we'll be a 4 seed or a 5? Or a 3 if we do really well, or maybe a 6 if we struggle a little bit. That's where Illinois basketball is at now. That's why Brad Underwood is a top 10 paid coach in the country, because he can get this program where it needs to go, and he's showing that on the recruiting side. With that said, who we got this weekend coming in? Because I know it's another big weekend. They missed on the kid that went to Florida State. Cam Corn. I know you told us on the show that that was the one place they were hoping he would not go visit. I think his dad loved Florida State. Obviously, Leonard Hamilton is a guy that has proven to get guys into the NBA. It's hard to sit here and think, well, why would he go to Florida State? Well, I mean, I can tell you a lot of reasons why he would go to Florida State. So I didn't look at that as like a slap in the face. I looked at that as he's going to a program that has put more guys in the NBA than Illinois has in the past. Now, I'm not saying Brad Underwood can't start doing that, but certainly that's a proven thing that Florida State has done. So you lose out on him. Where do we go next? You got a Swedish kid that's like 7'1". Is he coming to town this weekend?
No, not yet. Okay. No, he's still waiting. There's some travel complications with him, still with COVID and everything, waiting to take his visits. But Illinois and Purdue are his two biggest options. And as we talked about earlier this week, if Matt Painter says that's a guy that looks like an Isaac Haas, an A.J. Hammonds, a Zach Edey, whatever they've had going on in that Boilers front court, post-Kofi, you want to be able to get somebody else. I mean, not that Omar Payne is something, I mean, that is someone that they are very excited about over there, but just to bolster that front court is someone that they're going to be interested in.
Yeah,
they're not going to push the envelope and take a guy just to take a big guy.
Absolutely.
But in terms of those that are on campus today, Ty Rogers is the high profile name, and you're waiting to see what Tim Anderson can do. I mean, Chin Coleman, as far as his connection to the Mac Urban Fire program that helped land you Adam Miller. I know that he's not here anymore, but that was still a very good get.
Big time.
Tim Anderson coming from, in his history, a Mean Streets program. It's very talented. Ty Rogers from the state of Michigan, the top 60, top 70 type of talent in this class. He's a big physical wing, very athletic, 6'6", 6'7". It's a tough field in terms of who you're going against. Michigan State has an official visit coming up early October. Alabama's in there. Xavier, Memphis, but he's at least going to give Illinois a chance. On campus, and he is a Brad Underwood type of guy.
And this is Ty Rogers you're talking about.
Ty Rogers.
I mean, how much would Michigan fans hate us even more if we're able to land Ty Rogers? Now, you know me. I don't get into recruiting as much as you do, but I always get a little bit more pessimistic, if you will, about a guy like a Ty Rogers coming down.
I get it.
But you keep going on him because I interrupted you, but you think, I mean, he's given Illinois a chance, and he could come down and like what he sees.
Yeah.
Would you not just have Illinois-Michigan playing on a loop?
Oh, that's a good idea right there. That is a good plan. We need to text Brad.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a little pointer, tip while you're here.
I don't have his number.
Oh, well, I can help you out.
I was going to say.
That's a good idea. I don't know that. It's not a long shot.
Yeah, okay.
But it is somewhere where you're coming in later. Michigan, Michigan State have been in for more than a year. You just offered in early August. So you got some ground to make up. But there is a lot to like about the potential sell, the relationship with Tim Anderson. And just like, that's a guy that's worked with a lot of pros prior to getting to Illinois. So I think the development piece is something that could be on their side in terms of talking to him.
And you said he's a Brad Underwood kind of guy. What do you mean by that?
Oh, he's tough as heck.
Okay.
He loves it, man. Loves to play defense. Very physical. Illinois thinks that he is one of, if not the best, two-way player in this class. So when you talk about the buy-in at both ends of the floor, the high energy, and there is a little bit of buzz out there that maybe he'd be interested in leaving the state of Michigan. Like, want to just go out and experience something new. I think Illinois is trying.
We see plenty of that.
You do. You see a little bit too much of that in your own state. So, you know, capitalizing on that. On the flip side, if a Jaden Shute goes to Duke, how about rubbing it in Michigan's face a little bit more? I never really didn't think that far ahead, but that's obviously a factor there.
I'd be looping that thing.
Absolutely.
For sure.
A couple other guys that are here. Sincere Harris, you already mentioned him, the commit out of Ohio. He's in town. So to help.
I like seeing he and these guys, Epps. I love seeing them come back and say, what do we need to do? I think that's awesome.
No, it's very important. And certainly other guys in the class recognize those are top 100 players in this class. That's a very talented guard who's then going to help the sell. Like, obviously, you're going to spend a lot of time with the coaching staff on that type of visit, but then you go out with the team and you're exploring campus, and Sincere Harris is like, hey, let's make this place our kingdom. Let's come here and do something special. I mean, they're already on great footing, trending the right way. So Sincere Harris is a very talented guard who can really shoot it. He's long. He's about 6'4", and he's going to pair with Epps and just be another wave of guard talent. It's crazy to think back to what John Gross was doing with his struggles to land a point guard. Now you almost don't have enough spots in the guard position for as many top 100 guys as you're bringing along.
I love every second of it.
Along those lines, Jeremy Fears from Joliet.
Yes.
He's now playing at La Lumiere in Indiana, but an in-state kid who's in the 2023 class. Just played on USA Basketball's under-16 national team. Won a gold medal playing down in Mexico and the FIBA circuit, so he's very talented. It's a Big Ten battle for him. He was at Michigan last weekend. He's at Indiana, I think, next weekend. Illinois is making good headway on him. This is going to be the second time since the summer that he's been on campus.
I was going to say, right? He was here before.
Yeah, building that relationship
Sweet.
And furthering that ahead. And last one for you, Ty Pence.
Oh,
someone that you
right.
are familiar with.
That's right.
Seeing him over the summer. 6'6", good athlete, great flow. As Bielma says about his quarterbacks, he's pretty, he's good looking, he's got a lot going for him. And look, he'd be a hometown star if he were to come here. He needs to prove that he's a high major player.
There's
still
no doubt.
That's still something that he has to show Illinois, even though they've offered and some other places. But for Illinois to have that guy in their backyard and to bring him in, get him familiar with the program, obviously. I mean, his family, big Illinois fans. If they offer
That's
and press
awesome.
The gas, they'll be able to get
That's
him.
That's awesome.
But he's got some talent, which is good
he
to
does.
Have right in your backyard.
And he's built. I mean, he's built.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I liked when I looked at him in terms of athletically? His lower body, his legs are built. I mean, those are solid college Division I basketball kind of legs. And now you got to get it up front, you know, up top, et cetera. But he's certainly a kid that can shoot. He's good with the ball. And, you know, he'd dribble it down the court. You've seen him 100 times.
He can jump.
He can jump big time. I mean, he's an athlete. He's an
Good
absolute athlete.
Athlete.
And he's only going to be what, a junior?
He's going to be a junior and a guy that plays a lot of baseball still. So maybe once he commits fully to basketball, that could be
that
some
be
growth
huge.
In his game. We saw Luke Goody.
Yes.
I mean, we have to see it here
now
at Champaign.
That's really my guy.
That is your guy. Played football senior year, just played exclusively basketball and took some nice strides in the game.
I'd be all right if Ty Rogers is your guy, but I know sometimes you don't have great –
I do not have
my guy.
A good track record saying my guy.
So we're not letting Piper claim Ty Rogers. We'll let Trevor claim Ty Rogers as his guy. Trevor's already sending me text going, we got to catch a break, man. But we can't shut up about Illinois basketball at this point. All right, when we come back, Brett Bielma is going to talk about how it was a short week of prep for this football team. We'll get his idea on that. And also just kind of some ideas of what we have, what could happen. I want to ask you, who are some key guys you want to look at tonight for this Illinois-Maryland game, and what scares you the most about this Terps? We'll talk about that. By the end of the show, we'll have Hans Dion for a little who you got, and we'll give our predictions as to what we think will happen tonight. Tonight at Memorial Stadium, I mean, we're like less than 3 hours away from kickoff at Illinois football. But right now we are live at Pia's. It is College Game Day Live with Derek Piper and Lante. It is The Drive.
If you're familiar with the world's fastest mower, then you already know about Dixie Chopper at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana, your local dealer for Rhino AG 3-point hitch and bat wing mowers. See the great end of season pricing on the Dixie Chopper and check out the full line of Lucas Oil products. Dedicated Diesel is the area's original liquid tube dealer with great season ending deals on the world's fastest mower, the Dixie Chopper. For more details, visit Dedicated Diesel at 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana.
I'm Dr. Jaya Wadawa. one, and I'm a pediatrician with OSF Healthcare. RSV is respiratory syncytial virus, and it's very common in pediatric patients, especially in the age group of less than 2 years old. In RSV, some symptoms to watch for is fever, cough, wheezing, any difficulty breathing, decrease in appetite. So with COVID and RSV, it's difficult to differentiate the symptoms and the presentation of each. The best thing to do is go to your provider and get a swab for both COVID and RSV. Older people can get it. It presents more of an upper respiratory infection. However, in the pediatric population, it presents more in the lower respiratory tract, which causes more of severe symptoms. Treatment includes supportive care for fever, so that includes Motrin and Tylenol. And if they need further respiratory support, that would include some oxygen support and nebulization. Visit the website osfhealthcare.org.
My name is Tina Hughes, and I am a Champaign County farmer. I farm not just for this generation, but for generations to come. I farm with sustainability and the future in mind. I farm to provide three safe, nutritious, and healthy meals for my family and for yours. I farm using technology and the best practices available to allow my kids and grandkids to be able to farm this ground long after I am gone. Farming is a tough business, and times are hard right now, but I will farm for my family and for yours. Champaign County farmers farm for you. A message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
The dog days of summer are here. Maybe you have laundry piling up before your family vacation, or your garage refrigerator has conked out from the extreme heat. Go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World for a brand new high-capacity laundry pair or a new fridge that fits that garage budget perfectly, all with a free 10-year protection plan covered by their in-house award-winning service team. Start your appliance shopping now at appliance-world.com.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champaign. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champaign, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champagne. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit SarahChampagne.com, SarahChampagne.com, and look at 500 cars.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-Wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-Wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lonte and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Talia Tagiabula. Let's hear from Jeff Herman, or Furman, excuse me. Herman Tolley Tagiabula.
I don't know what I expected.
We are back. And it's College Game Day Live at Pia's. We are getting ready for Illinois football. 8:05 kickoff tonight, Illinois and Maryland. It's on Fox Sports 1. I don't even remember who's on the call. I didn't know the guy that's on the call, so I'm not going to worry about it. But Illinois looking to start 2-0 in the Big Ten, first time since 2011, which is a Cardinals World Series winning season. Trevor Valise. Yeah, and Noah and I are both saying, yeah, let's excite that. Cardinal baseball, real quick.
No.
Big series tonight. All of a sudden, we lose everything. Yep. All of a sudden, we lose everything, and Trevor just goes to ESPN. Big series tonight against the Padres starts tonight. Miles Michaelis on the mound doesn't exactly excite me.
Nope.
Going into the series, but Cardinals have been playing great. They've won 5 straight. They're feeling it. Guys like Tyler O'Neill, Paul Goldschmidt, these guys are feeling confident going into this series with the Padres. Now, if you're the Padres, you're thinking to yourself, all right, we could do some damage here. We can take back control of that wild card lead. And, of course, San Diego punished St. Louis when they went out west, when the Cardinals went out west earlier this year. But if I'm not mistaken, the Padres had to pick up a kid that the Phillies just dropped just to pitch tonight. I mean, they're kind of like the Cardinals were back in June, trying to find Jay Happ and John Lester, et cetera.
The Padres are starting Jake Arrieta. He's still throwing in the major leagues. Like,
wow.
That is, Cubs fans out there know how poor he was this year. That is
right.
The kind of desperation the Padres currently have. They haven't had a winning month since June.
Wow.
This was a team that, if I'm not mistaken, around the All-Star break was relatively close to the Dodgers. And that separation is now by like 17 to 20 games.
And they've spent some money. They've given up some prospects. I mean, this is a... I don't want to say they're all in, but they're pretty close to being all in of winning there with Fernando Tatis Jr. Of course, he got hurt, and I kind of felt like that gave them – they lost a little bit of their mojo when he got hurt. But, listen, it's still a dangerous team, and I'm not going to sit here after watching the Cardinals most of the season, who are only, what, 7 games above 500, and sit here and think, oh, well, San Diego doesn't have a chance. Well, obviously they do. But this is crucial. I mean, this is a big series tonight, so we'll see what happens. At Busch Stadium, the Cardinals back in town. Of course, tomorrow night, Saturday, they are going to honor the 2011 World Series team, which is pretty cool. I read an article today. STL Today did an article, Derek Gould, or no, it was Rick Hummel, on Kyle Loesch and the bunt. You remember the bunt that he had and executed so well in that game to get the two runners over to second and third, and then Lance Berkman, of course, tied the game there.
Who cares? Who cares?
I love it.
I was just about to say.
Trevor Valise is like, that's such a Cardinal thing. We're talking about bunts.
Trevor is pounding vodka in the studio.
He
right
totally
now.
Is.
Get through this segment.
Yeah, he's like, get out of here. Get out of here. All right, because Trevor would like for us to talk more Illinois football. Here we go. Let's talk a little more Illinois football. It's a short week of prep. Of course, you play on a Friday night after you were at Virginia. Of course, Maryland has to travel here. But is this a worry to Brett Bielema? He touched on that earlier this week.
Obviously, a condensed work week, so had a little bit of a accelerated work week. We came in on Monday. I think I went through that. Obviously, a day that we usually don't work, so Monday was kind of like a Tuesday for us. Our Tuesday was like a Wednesday. Have an opportunity to come in here. Excited. You know, we've been bringing some guest captains. Had Coach Turner in at the beginning of the year. Now we're going to have Kevin Hardy. Talk to him earlier this week. He's coming in to be our guest captain this week for the home game with his Hall of Fame induction, all that goes into it. So really excited to have him back in the mix. He'll address our group. An exciting time for us to get back into Big Ten play. From an injury standpoint, have a lot of our players returning back. Obviously, Brandon Peters being the first one, but to have a full week of practice with all of our running backs, to have a full week of practice with the majority of our wide receivers now, getting a few of those guys back now with Hightower included in that. So to have a full week of preparation offensively has been really, really positive. Defensively, Sidney Brown is all good to go. We'll start for us, a guy that got injured last week, but he's returned 100% ready to go. So defensively got a little bit stronger with players back as well as offense. And of course that'll affect our kicking game. Probably going to continue to see some more of our freshmen that you've seen already, possibly a few more in the mix, depending on how the game plays out. You know, something we really stressed and emphasized is obviously the ability to win a football game. You have to stop from losing them, right? So some of the issues that's passed up the last couple of weeks have been our penalties and mental errors. And that's an area that we're putting a huge emphasis on to make sure that we get correct. We have to learn from the defeats of the last 2 weeks, right? To lose a game is obviously bad, but then to not learn from it would be the ultimate sin. So that's got to be a huge point of emphasis. I think offensively, they're a very dynamic group that scores a lot of points, that is able to run the ball, throw the ball, really a pretty balanced attack on first down. They're almost evenly run-pass balance of what they do. I think the quarterback does a really good job of getting the ball out in the short space, but also in vertical throws. Defensively, they play a very aggressive defense that tries to be opportunistic on all downs. So a tremendous challenge. And then, of course, Coach Zook running the special teams, a guy that's very familiar with Illinois and what we do here. So a lot of familiar faces, obviously Locks and all that he brings. I think the familiarity of those two guys with the stadium and the environment here is also something that we got to be accounted for.
Ronnie Zook.
He's got to be ready for tonight.
Back in town.
He's got to be fired up. Yeah. How many Red Bulls has he had by now?
Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't. If I'm Mike Locksley, I'm not sure how upset I am with Illinois, but certainly Ron Zook.
Because he left here and took the New Mexico job,
yep.
Right? It wasn't like he was part of that staff that got fired.
Correct.
So probably a little bit of different feeling as far as his lack of ill will against Illinois, where Ron Zook was like, post my tenure, look at what you've done as a football program. I mean, it hasn't been much.
He was 6-0 that year, then lost six straight.
Yeah.
Right? And then Mike Thomas, of course, coming in said, we got to make a change. And he did.
With Tim Beckman. Moment of silence. All right. We can spend.
Hey, Beckman won 2, 1-4, 1-6. He did more than Lovey. I don't know.
That's good multiplication.
We'll get into an argument about that one day. Like, who did more? Who cared more? I know Tim Beckman cared more. Hell, we talked to Beckman every once in a while. Lovey talked to us once. I'm getting fired up. Just let's move on.
All right, we could spend more time trying to figure out how Illinois' defense is going to stop Talia Tagovailoa, Demas Jr., Rakim Jarrett. I don't know that we have the answers. I don't know that Ryan Walters has these answers. I'm curious. We've talked about offensively being more creative, approach that's different now that you have your starting quarterback back. I'm curious your thoughts on what you would look for offensively, because, look, we've talked about time of possession and the way that Wisconsin wins, the way that Iowa wins, running the football, keeping the ball, maybe not being the flashiest offense, but is that working? When you're not winning the line of scrimmage, with this offensive line is not dominating up front, and you're not able to do that. I think also the part of that formula is having a very good defense on the other side, where look at what Iowa's doing now.
Yeah, correct.
Like, if they score 20 points in the game, they're comfortable because their defense is lights out.
Yep.
Illinois is not in that kind of a fashion. So would you change your approach to be more aggressive? Do you need to have more tricks up your sleeve, so to speak? What would you do tonight against Maryland going out of the gates?
Two things. You said it in the first hour. You just said it there. The Illinois offensive line has got to show up. This is a unit that you thought would come in and be really good this year. And they should be really good. I mean, they have been starting for how many years? This is a unit that should come in and prove their mettle. But they, to this point, have been good, not great. If Illinois wins tonight, they got to be great. In terms of the offense, you also said it there. Iowa and Wisconsin, part of the reason they can execute the running game is because their defense doesn't give up any points. So if they do go out and have a three and out kind of series, they're okay because they're going to punt it off and get the ball back in about 3 minutes. And then they can go back to that three and out kind of scenario where they're running the football. I do feel like Brett Bielema and Tony Petersen, after three games, have looked at each other in a boardroom saying, something's got to change. I mean, we came into this thinking our offensive line would be able to control the line of scrimmage with our running backs, with Chase Brown, who's finally healthy. We like that. Mike Epstein, who had a great game against Nebraska, and on, right? There's six guys that have run. I think they felt like, okay, we've got what we need between those two units to be able to run the football enough to where we can control the clock. I think after the last two games, because of your defense, I think Brett Bielema and Tony Petersen are sitting there going, we can't continue to do that all the time. Now, I think you continue every game, you come out with a game plan of running the football.
I agree.
You have to do that. But I think now that you're going into game four as opposed to game one, I think now you have to immediately switch that, change that, and go a different direction immediately, because you realize the kind of hole your defense can put you in, and especially tonight against this Maryland team. So I guess I'm giving you a long-winded answer to the point of I'm still going into games running the football, but I'm quick triggering immediately the idea that we've got to open it up. We've got to be more creative, as you talked about. You got Brandon Peters back. So when I'm at this game tonight and I'm watching Illinois, I want to see Chase Brown run a lot early. I want to see Mike Epstein get some runs early. But if your defense immediately gives up a touchdown and you're down 7-0, you almost have to start shifting gears and say, well, let's go. Let's make it a shootout.
Yeah, I think your identity doesn't change at the core of going to your offensive line and saying, Right. Look, we win football games when you guys are having success up front. We need to see that more out of you guys. And also to be aggressive, as I mentioned, as far as the play action.
Yes.
Because Maryland's going to expect that you still want to run the football and you still want to establish that identity. You've got to mix in the play action, hit the tight ends. That's got to be important. One thing I really liked about the Nebraska game that I haven't seen as much here recently is that motion with Isaiah.
Yes.
They kept just sprinting him across the formation, the threat of the jet sweep, the little pop pass to him where he hits the corner. Make those linebackers make a decision to where, okay, does he have it or do I need to get inside to stop Chase Brown? Because you're making them pause for a little bit and not fill those gaps as quickly.
Totally agree.
You need to see that. And also, during training camp, you spend time having some I don't want to go too trickeration, gimmicky.
I get it.
But you got to throw everything out there.
You do.
I think with this offense and you're expecting out of Maryland, like, where is the handoff to Isaiah? He runs out to the, almost to the flat and throws it to somebody down the football field.
Exactly.
Or a wildcat formation with him.
You've got to just throw
the kitchen sink out there, because Maryland's going to put up the points. I think this conservative approach is not going to work tonight.
I like it. All right. We're being eyeballed by Hans D, who is ready for who you got. And every week he essentially sits there and says, every week you never give me any time to shine. And really, everybody came out and everybody's listening because of Hans D. So we're going to shut up now, Trevor, and take a quick break. And when we come back, live at Pia's, it is Hans D and who you got.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Fighting Illini football is right around the corner. Get down to the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit, to gear up for your return to Memorial Stadium this fall. With their great selection of football designs and tailgate necessities, Game Day Spirit is the one-stop shop for Illinois football fans. Visit one of their convenient locations at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
We've all been through a lot over the past 18 months, and as we enter the fall, just remember, Campus Town Urgent Care will remain one of Central Illinois' most reliable and accessible homes for vaccines, PCR, and rapid testing. Dr. Tom Plura and his staff are open 7 days a week. For information and available times for vaccinations, PCR, and rapid testing, go to campustownurgentcare.com. At 631 East Green Street in Champaign at the corner of Green and Wright, it's campustownurgentcare.com.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County is looking for build teams to help raise a wolf by participating in a fun and unique doghouse building competition for a good cause. And this year, you can choose to build a structure for our feline friends. Grab your friends, family, or coworkers and put your creativity and building skills, or lack thereof, to the test. Raise a Wolf is taking place on Saturday, September 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. All the money raised via Raise a Wolf will fund Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information about Habitat's Raise a Wolf event at cuhabitat.org.
Football is back. Crowds are back. But did you remember to order your private portable restroom unit for your tailgate? Leave it to Illinois Portable Toilets. They'll deliver a private portable restroom unit to your tailgate space early Saturday morning, saving you the long walk to and hassle of public restrooms. They'll also provide you with clearly marked signage to ensure private use of the unit within your group. Reserve yours for a game this football season. Just give them a call, 217-344-5004, or visit them online at IllinoisPortableToilets.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Well, that music means we got to get right into it. Live at Pia's. What's up, Hans?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Good. Always great to see you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I know it is.
I'm glad that you brought out the 1984 Illinois football hat.
Yep.
That's solid, man. That has kept its shape.
Oh, I know.
The coloring, I mean, a little bit, you know, faded white.
Yep, yeah.
Was that your grandpa's?
I got it for free at a garage sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of football won back then that hat was around.
Got the chief on it.
I love it, man.
Oh, yeah.
How dare they do that?
Oh.
All right, it's time for who you got. Who you got with who you got?
First up, we got Nebraska at number 3, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's favored by 22 points. Nebraska has been 5-34 on the road against ranked teams since 1998. Thanks to Noah on that stat.
Trevor, you know what to play right now.
Scott Frost!
Exactly. This is not going to end well. Oklahoma, look, they were in a scare with Tulane, right? The green wave, but I think Tulane would handle Nebraska at this point. I'll go Oklahoma.
Hans isn't going to be the sideline reporter to do the whole, like, back and forth thing. I need to hold my own mic, apparently.
Wait, this is Hans, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's
as little work as possible for as much money as possible. Yeah. That's what Hans is about.
He's probably sitting there immediately going, why are you handing me the mic? I'm the talent. So, there
this
you go.
This Huskers team lost to Illinois. I rest my case.
I support that. Number 8, Cincinnati at 1-1 Indiana. Cincinnati's only favored by a field goal. Cincinnati delivered the first airmail by hot air balloon in 1835.
Really?
Oh yeah. So who you got?
So they delivered mail in 18 what?
35.
By a hot air balloon.
Oh,
I didn't know they had hot air balloons in 18.
Me neither.
35. That is impressive.
Very impressive.
This is a game I'm looking forward to. I think it's an 11 a.m. start. Cincinnati, Indiana. I mean, this is an Indiana team got blown out by Iowa, of course, and that shocked all of us. Penix has really not done well throwing the football. I think that will hurt them against Cincinnati. Listen, Luke Fickell has put together a program. It's time for him to move on from Cincinnati. I hate that for the Bearcats, but it's time for him to go to USC. It's time for Luke Fickell to go somewhere bigger because he's done what he can do at Cincinnati. But because he's done what he can do, he's put a team together that I think will take care of Indiana. I think the spread was 3.5 on this. I took Cincinnati in this one and the spread. I will take the points, in other words. I think the Bearcats win this game.
Went out there. We raced real well today, and I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm sorry. How bad? Cincinnati has a great defense, one of the best. I know it's in the group of five. It's not a power five defense, but
right.
It looks the part of that one. And Michael Penix Jr. has not found a rhythm yet as a passer. I expect him to still struggle a little bit. Cincinnati on the road to get the job done.
Boom.
Next up, Michigan State at number 24, Miami. Miami's favored by a touchdown. Fun fact, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Sylvester Stallone went to Miami.
Really?
Oh,
I did know that, believe it or not. I did know that. Did I ever tell you that I met Jason Taylor and The Rock in a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale? They were both in the restaurant eating together, and I had a chance to meet both of them. How awesome. Cool was that?
That's great.
They were big dudes, man. Big, big dudes. Jason Taylor, do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
For the Dolphins. I mean, he was incredible. All right, this game, it's funny because I looked at some of the experts around the country, and a lot of them were swaying for the Spartans on this against Miami. I know Miami isn't quite the Miami that we remember them, but I just don't see Michigan State going on the road and getting this done down in Miami. So, Coral Gables, I believe. I'll take Miami in a tight one over the Spartans.
Miami wasn't a dogfight against Appalachian State, so that is something that maybe they're factoring in, and Michigan State has found a very good running back via the transfer portal who ran wild against Northwestern. That being said, to go down to Miami and have to pull out that victory, Mel Tucker's still early in his tenure. I don't trust their quarterback play. Derek King is finding a rhythm now, coming off that injury. He's very talented for Miami. I like Miami at home.
Okay.
Go Canes. Next up, Purdue at number 12, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's only favored by a touchdown.
Weird.
This is a sketchy one. Who you got?
Not that I don't think they're going to blow Purdue out, but I feel like that spread is weird, like Illinois spread tonight with Maryland. But so be it. Hey, listen, one thing I keep arguing against is Vegas, and one thing the Vegas keeps showing me is that they know what they're doing. So they're expecting a game, a good game, that is, in South Bend. I think it's in South Bend. Notre Dame looked athletic, but kind of held on against Florida State, and then they barely won last week. I'll say Notre Dame gets it done, but I think this is one of those kind of field goal late kind of wins for the Irish.
Does Notre Dame have a corner to cover David Bell? That's going to be important. True. I don't know the answer to that one, but one thing is that win at Florida State has kind of taken the shine off of it because they went back home, that being Notre Dame, barely beat Toledo. Florida State then turned around and lost to Jacksonville State, so maybe not as impressive as it maybe looked at the time, but I still don't see the Boilers staying within one score on the road. I think the Irish get it done probably by 10 to 14 points.
Okay.
Next up, number 22, Auburn at number 10, Penn State. Penn State's favored by 5 points. Who you got?
This is interesting. I Auburn every year, you expect them to just dominate, right? But Penn State's pretty good. It's at home. Is this the whiteout game?
It's a whiteout.
Okay, so they're not going to lose on whiteout game. I'll take James Franklin and Penn State to beat Auburn.
I'm with you. Whiteout. Penn State might be a little bit better than I expected early on going into this season. Bo Nix for Auburn.
He's still there.
They're good, but I think Penn State with the whiteout factor gets it done.
Hansi, we got about 2 minutes.
And we got the game of the week.
Oh, SIU. I'm sorry.
No. Maryland.
How come you don't throw Southern in there?
I'll do that next week. I did it last week. I forgot this week.
Right. That's right. You did.
I'll do it next week.
Southern was leading at half against Kansas State.
That's pretty good.
Ended up losing the game, but pretty solid showing.
Let me get to the stats here.
Go ahead.
2-0 Maryland at 1-2. Illinois, Maryland's favored by a touchdown. Over-under is 61. Our QB, well, we got Brandon Peters tonight. He only went 3 for 4 for 35 yards in the first game of the season before getting injured. Our running game is all right. Mike Epstein, I think he's injured, but he leads the team with 107 rushing yards. Reggie Love has been solid, 24 carries for 83 yards. And Chase Brown, 12 touches for 65 yards. Receiving, Isaiah Williams leads the team with 19 catches and 183 yards for one touchdown. And our tight ends, they could be getting some more touches, but Daniel Barker has 8 for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Throwing a little commentary in.
Oh, yeah.
Like they could be using a little, a few more touches.
You could say that.
I like it.
And our defense, Witherspoon leads the team with 20 tackles, and Keith Randolph leads the team with 2 sacks. Only 2 sacks.
Not playing, though. Tonight.
No. Maryland, Talia Tugavaiola.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I murdered that name.
Well,
he's 48 for 63 for 600 yards. Fleet Davis averaging 7 yards per carry.
I mean, you got a running back named Fleet.
Yeah.
That's not his first name.
But that means he's fast.
He's fast.
And then they have 2 other running backs averaging 4 yards per carry, so they've got some depth.
Okay.
And then receiving, Dante Dimas and Rakeem Jarrett both have 12 catches One average has 260 yards, the other 190. And their defense, not great.
No.
But their linebacker is leading the team with two sacks, and they have total five sacks. So who you got?
Not great like the Cubs.
No.
Their defense.
Right, right.
Sorry, Trevor. Go ahead and cue the Lon trying to say the quarterback's name. Talia Tagiabula. Let's hear from Jeff Herman, or Furman, excuse me. Herman Tolley Tagiabula.
I don't know what I expected.
Thank you, Trevor. I appreciate you picking out every error I make. Jeff Herman is the guy's name. You starting or you am I?
Whatever you want.
You go ahead.
All right. Talia Tagiabula has had a lot of success early on this season. That will continue. Illinois' defense has no answer for the weapons and the speed that they have on the perimeter. I just don't see Brandon Peters. I think he's going to be a little rusty coming off the injury.
Okay.
I think that Maryland's going to sell out on the run. I hate to be this guy. I might grab a beer and run while I say this. Maryland 41, Illinois 20.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, listen. Do I see Illinois stopping Maryland at all? No. I'm actually going the same total you are. Well, close. I've got Maryland 42, Illinois 31. I think they'll score.
You know what I got to do.
Well, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Brandon Peters is going to go off in the second half. We're going to have a pick six as well. Illinois 24, Maryland 21. Last second field goal. Illinois wins.
Play that outro.
Come on, Trevor.
Play that outro, Trevor. I tell you what Hans does every week is he sets himself up to be on Monday when we all sit there and say, well, look, Hans D predicted this. Hans D called this. But we just never get to that point where you call it. All right, Derek, I don't know. I'm worried
about
tonight.
We'll see the day at some point.
Huh?
We'll see the day. We'll call him. We'll say, come into the studio and brag about it. No. I'll see you guys on Friday.
I'm flying, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going cross-country to Evansville, Indiana. I mean, I still don't understand that stuff. All right. Thank you to Pia's again. We're going to be out here, of course, for Charlotte. Josh Whitman's going to come join us that day. What other games? We got other games here.
But Rutgers.
Rutgers. Man, this
and
sounds,
Wisconsin
sounds
for homecoming.
Like a couple games we can win with what you're saying. Is there any chance, before we go, is there any
tonight?
Chance tonight?
A little bit of a chance, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it says the point spread 7.
It's not Alabama.
It's not Alabama.
That's what I'm going to, when I walk into Memorial Stadium tonight, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be like, they're not Alabama. And then when they're up 14-0, I'm going to say, I wonder if that beer's still cold in the tailgate lot. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Trevor, great stuff. As always, back home in the studio, that is. Always playing another one. Why not? Lift them up again. College Game Day live at Pia's. Plenty of specials. Come enjoy it. We're off to the tailgate right now. Let's go. It is the drive.